Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Anger can be a good motivator. Anger can motivate you to, like, protect something that is yours, or all of the... It can be a good fuel. But it's not some... Like, you can't... It's fuel, but it's also fire, and you can't hold on to fire.
I'm sorry, Big Pharma. There's so many medications that we don't actually understand the molecular mechanism for. But if it works and there's the side effects aren't too bad, we're just like, just put it out there and it'll help people.
I lost that 60 pounds. I felt proud of myself. And guess what? Life happened. Life showed up. And I turned right back to food. I gained that 60 pounds back plus an additional 40 pounds. 100 pounds I gained in a few years. That's when I hit 358 pounds.
Find your new favorite podcast with samples today from Beautiful Anonymous, Ologies, and Warrior in Progress. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. When you need to talk or vent or cry, it's great to have friends and loved ones that can just listen. But for the big stuff, the stuff you wouldn't want to talk about with just anyone, sometimes anonymity is the only option. That's the premise behind our first podcast, Beautiful Anonymous. Each week, comedian and host Chris Gerhardt spends an hour on the phone with an anonymous caller talking about, well, anything. There's only one rule. Chris can't hang up first. The discussions are sometimes tragic, sometimes remarkable, but always human. You'll hear shocking confessions, family secrets, philosophical discussions, shameless self-promotion, and so much more that comes up over 60 minutes of incognito interviewing. Here's a clip from the recent episode of Beautiful Anonymous titled Drudging It Up Again. The installment features a caller who called in once before, long ago, but dropped their phone and never got to finish the call. Well, they're back to reconnect and discuss family, masculinity, and the musical Hamilton.
My mom told my ex, and my ex was like, I had no idea about this. And I said, no idea about what? And, you know, she blanched white. She did not mean to. She thought everything was out. But yeah, my mom doesn't know that I know.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said something that kind of slipped by, but I thought was so profound. You said, it's too much work to hold it against them. And I feel like that's quietly such a profound thing that I bet people can get something out of, because the thing I really am impressed by when that hit me in the gut was like, on one sense, maybe you want that confrontation and maybe you want to set up, but in the other sense, that's you having to put your effort and work and time into something that's dragging you back down. And is that work worth it, or is that work just going to perpetuate the feelings? This doesn't mean be in denial or not step up to the plate with responsibilities, but the idea of like, that's going to make it work for me, and that's not fair. Such an interesting perspective on it.
Well, thank you. I feel that way a lot about anger and about, like, you know, resentment or any of that. I feel like it is of no use. Anger can be a good motivator. Anger can motivate you to, like, protect something that is yours, or all of the... It can be a good fuel. But it's not some... Like, you can't... It's fuel, but it's also fire, and you can't hold on to fire.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's too much work.
That was Beautiful Anonymous from Earwolf. Join Chris Gerhardt each week to hear more beautiful stories from anonymous people on Beautiful Anonymous, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Psychologists, biologists, theologists, if it exists, there are people out there who study it. But just how many kinds of ologists are there, and what can we learn from them? Find out on this week's featured new edition of the Podcast Central Library, Ologies. Hosted by Emmy Award-winning humorist and science correspondent Allie Ward, Ologies is a study of the things we study. Each episode, Allie welcomes experts from vast assortments of fields, from vexillology, the study of flags, to lupinology, the study of wolves, and even cucurbitology, the study of pumpkins. She sits down with some really smart people to ask them some really stupid questions, all in the name of knowledge. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and after hearing one of the most foremost experts on corvid thanatology, or crow funerals, you might just change your life. Check out this snippet from a recent episode of Ologies featuring Dr. Crystal Dilworth, also known as Dr. Brain. Dr. Dilworth is an expert in neurochemistry that informs our moods and behaviors. She joins the show to lead a deep dive discussion into the world of molecular neurobiology, exploring everything from beating addiction to forming new habits.
Okay, so by cock blocking the neurotransmitter gobblers, there will be more in the spaces between the neurons to deliver messages. Kind of like if you canceled a neurotransmitter's lift and you just kept him at the party longer. You're like, sorry, what can I say? We love having you around. You're great at conversation. We love the signals you send.
This is a question that I have had for years, but I feel like I read somewhere that neuroscientists don't really know how antidepressants work.
Yeah, no.
Is that true?
There's so many medications and I'm sorry, big pharma. There's so many medications that we don't actually understand the molecular mechanism for. But if it works and there's the side effects aren't too bad, we're just like, just put it out there and it'll help people.
Oh my God. Okay. So we don't totally know how SSRIs work. We just know that a certain percentage of people, when they take them, are like, feeling better.
We know exactly how they work. Mm-hmm. We don't know why they work.
Oh.
We don't know why keeping the serotonin or the norepinephrine or the dopamine around in the synapse and increasing the signal leads to the behavioral changes. Because the level of we can ask those molecular questions. That's a level I like to look at because it's a lot more concrete. Mm-hmm. We can get answers there. But the multiple layers of complexity from which cells are getting the attenuated signal and what brain regions are those cells in? Oh, but it's this brain region, but it's only those brain layers of that brain region. And what are those particular active regions doing when they're working in concert? And how does that map to the genetic background of this individual and the external stimulus? And why does that mean that giving this SSRI 4 weeks later, this person is willing to get off their couch? Mm-hmm. We don't know.
The new podcast, Ologies with Allie Ward. Get schooled by some of the world's best and brightest on everything from anthropology to zoology with Ologies, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. And on to our local podcast spotlight. It's a brand new year and a brand new decade, and it's easier than ever to get caught up in the admirable but often unsustainable practice of making resolutions. And if you're like most people here in Cincinnati, getting healthy is high up on the list. So why not try? Join certified health coach and motivational speaker Jennifer McKee on her new podcast, Warrior in Progress. Jennifer draws from her own personal weight loss journey, as well as her experience with motivational speaking, to create a weight loss program that starts with the mind, not the body. So if you feel defeated or stuck with your weight loss, your mindset, or your life, then Warrior in Progress is the podcast for you. Here's a quick sample of what you'll get from each episode of Warrior in Progress. Here, Jennifer provides a little background on where she came from and how she got to the point where she is today.
With weight loss, I was always looking for a quick fix. I tried every diet under the sun, deprived myself, etc. I could lose weight. That wasn't the hard part. The hard part was keeping it off. When I reached 30 years old, I told myself, you know what? I am determined by the time I'm 40 years old to finally figure this weight issue out. And guess what? I lost 60 pounds, but I wasn't creating healthy habits. And I certainly wasn't working on my mindset. I lost that 60 pounds. I felt proud of myself. And guess what? Life happened. Life showed up. And I turned right back to food. I gained that 60 pounds back plus an additional 40 pounds. 100 pounds I gained in a few years. That's when I hit 358 pounds. I also had a severe issue with my feet that prevented me from doing much exercise. Severe plantar fasciitis and tarsal tunnel syndrome in both feet. What the hell does that mean? It means I was in chronic pain, couldn't walk around the block, was limping. I was utterly miserable, and I put up with that pain for about 2 years. I saw 13 different doctors. I tried everything under the sun, cortisone injections, physical therapy, just a whole bunch of different things, and nothing worked. I ended up getting surgery on one of my feet, but my other foot was in a lot of pain. I ended up losing 100 pounds naturally by focusing mainly on my mindset shifts and nutrition before I had my last foot surgery. Since then, I've been able to run half marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks, do triathlons, and I never thought I would even be able to walk around the block again. It just proves to me you never know what's possible. I lost the majority of my weight without doing very much exercise at all. And I want to teach you some of the tips and tricks and tools that I use on a daily basis to keep working on myself, to keep becoming a better version of myself.
Our Cincinnati podcast creator, that was Warrior in Progress with Jennifer McKee. Unleash your inner warrior and get the most out of healthy living with Warrior in Progress, available now on WBXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up today, let's do a quick check on the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot across the country via iTunescharts.net. One of the last series to debut last year is also the top podcast this week. Blood Ties by Wondery is now number one. It's the story of Eleanor and Michael Richland, who lose their parents in a plane crash, and then they must choose between honoring their father's legacy as a world-renowned cardiologist or expose the truth about him and the family. That's Blood Ties, a six-part scripted drama, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. And we'll feature Blood Ties on next week's episode of Start Here. To learn more about the podcast we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.